This is Ozarks at Large, and I am Rachel Sanchez-Smith. Sleet City, Fayetteville's first art supply store, officially opened its doors late last month. The cozy shop is filled with a vibrant paint selection, a myriad of different stationery options, and even the most aesthetically pleasing seed gardening packets one might ever find. I spoke to owner and muralist Olivia Tremble, who said that she was inspired to open the brick-and-mortar store after finding it difficult to find high-quality supplies locally.
You know, I've painted signs and murals in Northwest Arkansas for about 10 years now, and the paint that I use and the brushes that I use, you can't really buy them here. They always have required a trip to Little Rock to go to Art Outfitters down there, or Tulsa to go to Ziegler's, or Kansas City. So, you know, it's been on my mind that I can't even buy my own work supplies in my own town. And then, you know, anytime we do go travel somewhere, whether it's for work or leisure, my family and I, we always visit the local art supply store. And I walk around it like a total ding-dong, just like ooing and aahing over supplies that I have no idea what you do with them. And I don't use in my own practice, but just the energy of an art supply store is exciting to me because it's full of things that themselves are beautiful, but they have so much potential.
What is the response from customers, from the community to the shop?
It's been incredible. So my friends and family, of course, have been supportive and have come in since day one, and I'm always grateful for that. But the real excitement is when someone that I don't know comes in and I get to talk with them, and they'll tell me their first impression of the shop and how they've wanted a local art supply or they like these specific products. And I think that it's super interesting and fun to hear about what other artists have going on. So it's just having this space makes me feel more connected with our community in a way that I haven't in the past. It's amazing.
I mean, what do you hope we'll be talking about in 5 years when it comes to Sleet City in the future?
The 5-year plan, and hopefully this happens much sooner, is that we'll become a full-service art supply store so that when you walk in, regardless of what medium you use, you'll find what you need. And we, you know, like right now, we have a lot of gifts and kits and original art and prints. And so those things I'd like to always keep because I feel like, you know, I have felt as an artist who hasn't come from an academic background when I've walked into certain spaces, maybe like I don't fit in or I'm not enough or whatever. And so I feel like having some things that are for anyone who walks in will soften that feeling, because I hear so often a person who is beautifully put together, they have an interesting outfit, and you can tell, like, this person has style, or they, you know, this is a creative person. They'll say, well, I love your shop, but I'm not an artist, and they've picked up a few things, and I'm like, that's not true. You probably are. You haven't found your medium. And my hope is that we'll have some things that appeal to everyone so that people feel comfortable coming in, and maybe on their second or third visit, they'll have eyeballed, you know, maybe a neat watercolor set or a screen printing, you know, kit or something, and they'll think, huh, maybe today's the day I'll pick this up. So I hope that it's a gateway for people who are maybe art adjacent to consider themselves creatives, because like we all have that, and I hope that this is a place that people feel really comfortable.
As Olivia mentioned, Sleet City is made for everyone, for those who are art adjacent, as she calls it, for parents and for kids alike.
You know, as a mom, I've got lots of kids' stuff here. I've tried to make it easy for someone if they're on the way to a birthday party or they need a kid's gift or their child's interested in, you know, diving into a medium, that we have lots of things that are both beautiful and high quality but also affordable, because, like, let's be real, kids, you know, art supplies in themselves can be expensive. So something we've tried to do is have a couple of price points with each thing. You know, we have golden acrylic paints, some nice artist grade paints, but we also have some more accessible Grumbacher Academy acrylics. We have, you know, I try to balance this through everything. that we carry. You know, maybe we have Tombow dual brush markers. Those are like, that's an investment, but we also have other markers that are a little more accessible, especially in our kids section, because, well, everyone loves markers. And then the thing that's maybe a little squirrely, but I think it's justified, we have a lot of garden items and seeds, and that's just selfishly, I want them here, but you know, more accurately, there's an awful lot of overlap between creatives and people who work on their garden and like to grow things. And so I was so happy after going through a mega plant and seed starting discovery through the pandemic that I could order Hudson Valley seeds to carry in the shop, because I've loved them from a nerd standpoint. The germination rate has been really good for me on everything I've grown, but their packaging is so beautiful.
That was exactly what I was going to comment on. I mean, this is so aesthetically pleasing. I don't know that I've ever seen a seed packet that I want to hang up on my wall.
Well, I love this company because they hire artists and they pay them a pretty nice wage to design these gorgeous art packs. And then I'm also happy to report that there are quite a few seats in these beautiful, affordable art packs. So this has been a thing that has just been silly and exciting to me to be able to carry.
I spoke to Sleet City owner and muralist Olivia Tremble. The art supply store is located at 914 North College Avenue. For Ozirks at Large, I'm Rachel Sanchez-Smith.